Hello, Jack.
Hi, Tommy. Say, we talked off the air the other night with Victor, and I hope he's listening because I did some investigation and got some info.
Victor, if you're listening, Jack has some information for you.
In regards to the songs that he wants to do, if he can give me an idea, either through you, which is a good idea, through email, of the music that he wants to put lyrics to, if he can write lyrics, example, White Christmas. If he wants to write new lyrics to White Christmas, that's just fine. He can record it, and he can put it out all over the net or anywhere he wants. But he's going to have to pay for the rights for the music, not for the lyrics.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
And here's your argument, Jack, and it's important for Victor, if you're listening, to hear this. Victor claims that he has some music that's in the public domain. You say...
There is no such thing. I talked to a licensing agent in Florida yesterday, and that's all they do. They work with karaoke. They work with original artistry. They work with everybody that writes any music. Anything that's written by somebody other than him, he's going to have to pay some kind of a licensing or a fee for rights.
Even if it's Three Blind Mice.
It doesn't matter. And some of it's pretty cheap. I mean, if it's on karaoke already, that is public domain. But he still has to pay a minimal licensing fee, which can be as low as $100 to $150.
But you know what? Victor's not going to have that kind of money.
Well, that's where it stands with the music. As for the lyrics, he can do anything he wants.
And what did you tell me off the air? You have somebody to record?
I have two people. I contacted somebody here at MSU, a female and a male that had pretty good voices, that would be happy to learn the song and sing it, and sing it in a couple, three different styles.
Right.
To the music that he wants, and somebody here in town that would record it and send it to him and see if it's what he wants.
Boy.
The easiest thing would be if he could at least sing it, even if he's a crappy singer, to give us an idea of the kind of style, and then take the music and have somebody that has a better voice sing it.
All right. Well, I guess there it is. The gauntlet's been laid, huh?
But he's going to end up paying some kind of a licensing fee, even if it's minimal, just for the music that's already been written, because he's not using his own music.
I see.
Yeah, and that's right from a licensing agent in Florida.
But once you pay for the licensing, you could put that out anywhere.
Oh, yeah, anywhere he wants. But it would only be one song. It's like with Frank Sinatra. The example I used is I have a CD. And a few of the songs that I've done are all cover songs. Well, I've always thought if I ever wanted to sell my CD, what would it cost?
Well, now, wait a minute, Jack. Why don't you play your CD right now through the phone? We can listen to a little of it.
Well, first of all, I just moved to a new house. Secondly, I'm blind. And thirdly, I don't have it available.
You know, there's nothing more fun than a blind guy in a new house.
It's blind.
I mean, if you don't have a lot of money to, say, go to the Ordway, and you just you have to
friendly.
Just stare through the window from outside in the snow
though,
and watch them. Huh?
I have your CD that you sent me, and I still don't even know where yours is. But anyway, here's
Well, I'm not going to be able to help you find it.
No, but here's the point, is if it's on CD already, he can get it licensed for one song, no matter who it is, whether it's Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, Chopin, whatever.
Yeah, this was Chopin, by the way.
Just that one song for that individual use exclusively with those lyrics at a very low price.
Wonder who owns all of Chopin's music.
Well, he isn't going to get Barbara Streisand, as we discussed off the air.
Yeah, he won't be getting Barbara.
Play this thing.
Maybe in another 20 years she'll be a little cheaper towards the end. All right, Jack, maybe we're hearing from Victor.
That's the info, my friend.
All right, wait a minute. Can you put Victor on with Jack? All right, we got Victor on with you, Jack.
Yes, I...
Hi, Victor.
I think I understand the copyright situation pretty well because I'm interested in the situation. I used to have not a copyright attorney, but a patent attorney for a number of years who was my business advisor.
Uh-huh.
And I think I know how these things work. For instance, the Harry Fox Agency would charge me a couple of $100s for a certain number of particular tracks if I wanted to put it on iTunes.
Yep.
iTunes is messy, so I don't do that. But I can do a CD and pay Harry Fox, or I can check out the particular people who own the materials. Like if I wanted to do, one of the things I wanted to make sure that I mentioned was the fact that anything written before 1920 is in public domain, no matter what, and I can use it any way I want to. But I have to be careful of the arrangements that people have put forth. In other words, if I were to get the sheet music for something written in 1916, like the Colonel Bogey March, I get the original copyright, the original sheet music. I can copy that exactly, and nobody can touch me in doing that. Now, I have my own music. I've got...
Now, wait a minute. Let's see what Jack has to say about that. Jack?
You're right about that, Victor, but what you need to do in today's society to protect yourself is you need to contact the people that released that sheet music to you and at least get a letter of public domain.
Well, wait a minute, Jack. A moment ago,
ask, he's talking 1916, Tommy.
Well, that's what we were always talking about with this public domain
stuff.
Well,
I have a lyric for Colonel Bogey March, which is written in 1916.
So the theme for Hogan's Heroes is not copyrighted.
But what I'm saying
is... that what you're saying, Victor?
What?
The theme for Hogan's Heroes is not copyrighted. That's what Colonel Bogey's March is.
It was copyrighted originally.
I know, but it's not now.
I can't use the arrangement of any particular person who did it at that time. In other words, that was written done some time ago.
So you got to tweak it a little bit.
Well, you can't use somebody else's arrangement. But if I get the sheet music of 1916, Colonel Bogey, and it's the original sheet music, I can copy that exactly, and nobody can touch me.
I see. Well, this is all very interesting. So,
I'm giving you the responsibility of taking care of all those residual arrangements. I'm saying that I've got a lyric. If you want to use it, you've got to pay me.
No. That's not what's going on here. What's going on here, Victor, is Jack is offering you an opportunity to get your song recorded.
Well, I appreciate that.
Here, you know, the best way to do this, Tommy, if I may, is if he's looking for me to do all the work and pay him.
No, I'm giving you
Tom
the
Sawyer
opportunity.
Tom Sawyer had a deal like that with his friends.
Colonel Bogey, you haven't got one. I've got the best one in the world.
What?
40 years in business, I don't look at this as an opportunity.
I'm saying that I've got a lyric that you can't get anywhere else. I've got the best one possible. If you want to use it, you're going to pay me.
Well, no, Victor, you misunderstand. I don't really care.
Well, I don't care either. If anybody wants to use it, the best lyric in the world.
I was doing this because you told me, and the piece that you're talking about is the piece that I'm referring to, is you had a famous Chopin or somebody.
Sure, Chopin Opus 10, number 3. The best lyric. You can't get a better lyric anywhere than that's the lyric I've got for that song. That's a great musical piece, and if you want to use it, you get rich. You got to pay me.
I don't want to use it to get...
Well, I know you don't.
I want to use it to get your music published for you.
My music is published. It's published on iTunes.
Tommy?
No, Victor, you said that...
I'm out of this conversation. I'll talk to you later.
Oh, okay. I guess Jack's gone. Victor, I don't think...
I think we lost them both.
Oh, but they're both gone. Well, that went to hell. This is why I don't think Victor's going to ever have it work out the way he wants, because guy's trying to help him out there. Is that Victor calling back? Vic?
Remember the Odd Couple?
Listen every morning from 5 till 9 for the morning news with Dave Lee. Now, it's back to the night show. Mischke till midnight on WCCO.
Rolling the town in my slick Crown Vic. Feeling kind of restless, gonna find me a chick. Had no loving in God knows when. Dreaming about a woman ain't got no man.
Welcome back to the Night Show. Mishki here with you. The number 651-989-9226, 651-989-WCCO. Victor's on the line again.
Hello.
Yeah, Victor, I thought at one point you said you were looking to put together this incredible lyric you had written with Chopin
Opus 10, number 3.
Yeah, weren't you looking to do that?
Yeah, I'm going to have to get some more material and put it on again and just forget about trying to promote what I've already got out there. It's really very simple. I have a whole bunch of tunes on iTunes, and I've got them on YouTube. They're free on YouTube, but if you want a better rendition, you go to iTunes.
Yeah, but there was this great lyric.
I've got a bunch of great lyrics. I don't have any bad ones. The ones I've got, every single one, is better than anything you can get anywhere else or any song this year.
Well, now, we're gonna stop you there and ask, as a favor to me, to sing that Halloween song, Abba Dabba. Could you sing that right now, please? Again, just coming off what you just said, I'd just like you to sing a little bit.
That's the throwaway. The best Halloween song is called Halloween. The next best one...
You said... All your lyrics are better than anything else anybody else can find.
Well, the melody on Babble Dabble.
Babble Dabble, that's what it is. Could you sing a little bit of that, please?
Well, there are two songs that go together as contrapuntal duet.
Yeah, but I want to hear Babble Dabble, please.
Babble Dabble, Babble Dabble, Babble Dabble. Babble Dabble, Babble Dabble. Babble Dabble, Babble Dabble, Babble Dabble. Babble, dabble, babble. And it goes on like that.
Okay,
babble,
very
babble.
Good. Just wanted to clear that up. Now, let's get back to the song that I thought the lyric was quite beautiful, but you hadn't put it together with music yet, and that was... You hadn't put it together with the music.
You can get...
No, you hadn't.
The music is there.
No, but you haven't put it together, which means the song doesn't exist.
That is not true.
It is true.
It is not true.
It is true. When you haven't put the lyric with a song yet...
No, I've got... Chopin Opus 10, number 3 is available.
I know, but you haven't recorded it.
What?
You haven't recorded your lyrics with that music.
I have the lyrics in a pictorial situation. You get the... In that particular song, I've even got a sing-along.
In a pictorial situation? Now... don't you want, I swear I heard you say to me one time, you would love to get a decent singer.
Yeah, like Barbara Streisand.
Well, you're not going to get Barbara.
You don't know that. That lyric is good enough for Barbara Streisand. It's good enough for Disney. It's good enough for anybody. And anybody can use it and do it. But they don't even go get it to see what it's like.
No, they don't, which is why... You need help, and I believe you've acknowledged...
Well, I appreciate that.
You've acknowledged you need help.
Well, I have another song that I've got as an example. I Say Chicago. You could get that from iTunes.
Yeah.
All of Chicago ought to go nuts with that thing.
They ought to, but they're not going
to. Yeah,
they
would if they would go get it.
Yeah.
But nobody...
Now, the lyric that I actually like is the lyric that goes with Chopin Opus 10, number 3.
You would like all the rest of the
lyrics. Let's stick with that one. But you've never put it together with the music, and I think it should go together with the music.
I have a movie on YouTube.
I've seen it. Go to
YouTube and get.
I don't think movie is the term.
It has a sequencer designed situation that you can sing along with.
Pictorial. Yeah, I mean, it's one tone. It's dee, 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 dee. I mean, it's just a silly little tone thing that...
If you're melodic at all, you can appreciate that. You sing along with it, and you'll be impressed.
But it's not the song. It's not going to sell. No one's going to want it that way because the lyrics have not been put together with a decent piece of music yet.
If you are at all musical and you will put that on your screen and you will sing along with it, you will enjoy the singing. You look at the
lyrics. That's not fun. That's not enjoyable. What's enjoyable is driving down the road and throwing in a song that's beautiful, lyric and melody.
That is beautiful.
Well, we haven't done that in your case because you haven't put them together yet.
As far as I'm concerned, they are together. If you want to sing that song, you can sing it on iTunes. Just pay me 3%.
Okay. What's it going to be like to die broke?
Huh?
What's it going to be like to die broke?
Well, I've got other songs.
Yeah, but what's it going to feel like when you die broke?
Well, that's society's loss, not mine. I'm doing my best to promote good music, and if nobody wants to use it, that's their tough crap. But I'm going to put some more things out.
All right, then.
Because promoting the stuff I've got just doesn't make sense to enough people to make it worthwhile. So I'm going to put a hell of a lot more stuff out there.
One of the reasons it's not working is you don't have the musical ability side.
You haven't even gone to the thing and got the music.
I went and looked at Abble Dabble, I'll tell you that.
Dabble is half of it. The other half is contrapuntal.
All right. Well, the other half is what?
It's a duet.
Did you say contrapuntal?
Contrapuntal. What I'm saying is that you have two songs, Babble Dabble and Double Bubble. You've got to put them together.
Well, tell me how Double Bubble goes.
Double bubble.
Well, Victor, why did you tell me that? That improves the song dramatically. All of a sudden, it's a wonderful lyric.
One kid is going down the street singing one of the songs. Another kid knows the other song, and they can sing it together as a duet.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier to learn a song.
It will be better than anything they could hear anywhere else on planet Earth.
Miski, you haven't even visited these things, I'm telling you.
Hey, I have. I bought a song of yours called Jazzy Wales. Now, let's hear some of that. It's another one of your classics,
well,
please.
I didn't even get paid for that.
I know, but deliver a little Jazzy Wales for people. Come on, give a little Jazzy Wales. I've done favors
just
for you.
A whale. That's not even a song.
You wrote it. You sold it on
iTunes.
I
didn't write it.
Huh?
I was sitting in a cafe, and some music was going on.
Uh-huh.
I had a recorder, so I sang along with the...
And what did you sing? Do you recall?
There wasn't even a melody. I improvised a melody, jazz-wise, right then.
How did it go, roughly?
I don't remember. That was extemporaneous.
I know, but you recorded it and sold it on iTunes. I bought it.
What?
What are you putting out? Just these little flights of fancy that you can't even recall the next day?
That is one you could get, and you could put it on your car in a wave format, and you could listen to it.
And it'd be the best thing anybody'd ever heard.
No, that's the one thing that that was just a joke.
So we got Abble Dabble and Bubble Double.
Let's
get one song that actually impresses people recorded.
Okay, well then I say Chicago should impress the entire city of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I say Chicago. That's on iTunes.
I say that other one. What's the name of it? Opus 10, number 3. What's the name of the lyric?
That's Chopin, Opus 10, number 3.
What's the name of the lyric?
How Deep a Night.
Yeah, that's the good one. That's the one that actually shows talent.
Colonel Bogey, March is great.
How's that one go again?
I hear the distant drums, boom booms, tat tats and rum tum tums. Somewhere go heroes marching, and in the music their being becomes trumping. Oh, hear the ta ta ta. Trombones, do wah do wah wah wah. Woodwinds, how high they're singing above the tubas, pa rum pa pa pa. Throughout the years, whenever the deed was done, before the fact, before the act was yet begun. Anyway, it's a great lyric.
One of the best ever.
It is one of the best ever. Mm-hmm. All my music is worth. It's priceless in today's market.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't compete with Cole Porter, but he's not around.
Right. So what you have going for you is, of all the people writing songs who are alive today, you're the best.
Well, absolutely. I listen to this. I turn on the TV, and I see what they've got there and calling music, and I'm amazed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm determined that I'm going to, with some new stuff I'm going to put on it, I'm going to record 20 or 30 different things like when you and I were young, Maggie, and things like that. I'm telling you, I'm going to take over the music industry with my beats, if nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a system of sending music around the room.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
Well, yes, and it's an invention. I've got an invention in back of invention in back of an invention. They start using it. I've got something to cream them and put out a better particular device.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that if you want to make some money, you
hook
better
up
go
with
along
you.
With me and get some music. And
get some money made. Very good. That makes sense to me. All right. Thank you, Victor.
Thank you very much.